Amen. It's a beautiful thing to sing truths that followers of Jesus have sung and declared and believed for years and years. And as we gather together and as we go back to the opening pages of the book of the Bible, we're reminded that we are part of a beautiful legacy. People who have worshipped this God for years and years, and it's a joy to worship with you this morning. Before we head out, as you heard in our announcements this morning, as Jared shared, this Tuesday does mark the 30th anniversary of Christ Community, and so we're 30 years young, which is really exciting. We have a lot of fun things planned this year, but also within that, one of the big things kind of happening in Christ Community, as many of you know, is we're in the middle of purchasing these properties for our downtown and Shawnee campuses. And we've shared some information, and we wanted to give you an update as to where we are with that. As many of you know, we've been looking for a permanent home for both campuses. This has been a 4-year search for Shawnee, and this has been about a 2-year search for downtown to find permanent homes for them. And back in December, as a congregation, we met and voted with a 98% approval vote to move forward with the purchase of these two buildings. And we wanted to let you know kind of where we are. And so the two buildings we have, we hope that as we continue to move forward, Lord willing, we'll close on the downtown campus building in early April and the Shawnee building in mid-April. And that's really exciting. Another thing to kind of highlight or update you on is that since December, we've had over $500,000 come in for Reach KC, which has been incredible and encouraging. Additionally to that, we've been operating at a 4% increase of our budget. So what we trended or what we're expecting to be our income, we've actually had 4% higher since October 1st, which is the start of our fiscal year. And so truly, it's amazing to see the way in which the generosity of the congregation of across our cities and campuses has been on display here. And so, but with that, we've been in this due diligence period for both buildings, and we've been learning more about these buildings and kind of what it's going to take to get them church ready. And as we've done more digging and as we've gotten into this process, we have discovered some things that have led us to believe that the price tag on these buildings is going to be a little higher than expected. And so for the purpose of transparency and full disclosure, we wanted to share some more information about that so that you knew this. And so with our downtown building, one of the things that we learned is that the early estimates that we had, really with both these buildings, were based on the fact that we just had walkthroughs, and so we weren't able to really kind of peek around corners and know exactly what we're getting into with this building. And the main driving factors that increased the price tag on the downtown campus were largely based around safety issues. And so we had to, like the remediation of hazardous materials and things like that. So rather than purchasing hazmat suits for every member of our downtown campus, we decided that we needed to move forward with remediating all of these hazardous materials. So the result was an increase in about $750,000, which increases the ETI, which is estimated tenant improvements. And so with downtown, that is the increase. Again, not knowing fully what we were getting into before the due diligence period, this is something that we've learned and discovered. We have explored other spaces. We've talked to other churches in the downtown corridor, and we still believe this is one of the best options available to us, both in terms of location, the opportunity it provides, and the price tag attached to it. We're just learning that this is part of what it means to do church in the downtown corridor, which is growing increasingly. In terms of the Shawnee campus, one of the things that we've been learning there is that in the due diligence period, the architects and the contractor have been telling us that really in order to make this building really conducive for church, both for our needs now, but also to expect growth, that price tag is going to increase as well, upwards to about $500,000. And so that is an increase for sure. And what we've started to see in our current space where Shawnee is, that campus is growing. And so we anticipate, just like we did here, when we moved into a new space, we grew significantly. We anticipate that same thing happening at Shawnee. And so we're trying to wisely discern how to build out that structure in a way that is adequate for what we need now, but also preparing for growth in the future. And so with that being said, we still believe this is a better option than to buy land and then build upon it later, which is going to be way more expensive than this current option. And so there are a lot of complexities here that we just really weren't fully aware of until we got into this full due diligence period. But with that being said, the sum total where we are, what we're expecting, the purchase and renovations of both buildings, we were banking on about $5.65 million. We are now closer to $6.9 million. which is an increase significantly, obviously. I was bad at math, and I can tell you that. But really, what this means is that this is still within the parameters of what we voted upon and agreed upon as a congregation in terms of what we felt comfortable taking out in terms of debt. And so that is a lot of money, obviously, but our elders, our senior pastors, and our campus pastors together still believe these are the right buildings, this is the right time to continue to move forward. But with that being said, we do want to allow some time for dialogue and conversation. But with that also, this is, as difficult as this is part of who we are as a church. We want to be a church that multiplies churches, disciples, and leaders. We want to reach our city. That's what Reach KC is about in so many ways. And so many of you have given, as I shared. If you haven't yet done so, we invite you to give above and beyond towards this. It's going to take all of us, not just a handful of high-capacity givers, but all of us need to be invested in this, if you're able and willing, so that we might see God do great things in the places in our city as we've seen him do here. And so with that being said, last thing, we are going to have a brief Q&A. If you're interested, if you have questions, obviously I didn't answer all the questions here, but in our student center after this service, if you're interested, please come. We'll have elders and pastors there to answer questions. And so if you're interested, please stop by just about 10 minutes after the service ends here up in the student center. So I know this is daunting, I know it's overwhelming, but again, this is what we're called to. We're called to be a church, following the mission God's called us to and multiplying disciples, churches, and leaders for the glory of Christ and the good of all. So that's it. There's a lot more information, obviously, to share. Please stop by the Q&A if you're interested. At this time, I invite you to stand for our benediction as we leave this place, being the church gathered to being the church scattered, as we seek to live in light of this truth that everything begins with God and that changes everything. So hear these words. May they form us and shape us as we enter into our Monday lives. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think or imagine, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Go in peace. Have a great week.